What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Second hour on this beautiful Tuesday. Later, before the show is done, it's a Twins Ticket Tuesday. Dave, which game? Which game will we give out some tickets? I believe I heard it for July 13th.
That is correct.
The Golden Girls and the Grandson Show.
This Sunday versus the Pirates. It is Pirates. July 13th, 1:10 start. Twins closing out the first half of the season, end of the All-Star break. Of course, if you don't win, I mean, you should win. But if you don't, twins.com is where you
get
tickets.
That'd be good. The I think the best pitcher in baseball is pitching Saturday, right? Are we looking at maybe
I think that's when we get the Skeens-Joe Ryan possible matchup.
That
should be a doozy.
Pretty good. This man makes news often. When he joins us, he makes news often. He is Ramsey County Sheriff Bob Fletcher, and Bob is kind enough to join us, like all of our guests, on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. I have a number of topics for you, sir. First of all, thank you for coming on, as always. In light of the tragedy involving the death of Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman, her husband Mark Hortman, their dog Gilbert, the attempts on the life of the Hoffmans, who knows how many other officials this despicable individual wanted to kill. There's been a lot of conversation about safety for those representatives and safety at the Capitol. This is in your county, and you sent a letter to Peggy Flanagan, the lieutenant governor, on July 1st about increased safety. Tell me what you want to do, and do you have any feel yet how likely it is to potentially happen?
Hey, Chad, thanks for having me. You know, the first letter I sent to Peggy was in January following some disorderly behavior there, and several legislators were worried that some of the people were bringing guns in bags, turned out to be megaphones. But that event spurred the first letter and talking about the trends over the last 3 years in terms of political violence. And so my follow-up letter in July 1st here, sort of outlined what I think we need to do to get some policy decisions made, because part of the problem is the entire legislature needs to agree on what this security might be. There are some people that would prefer to have no security for an open atmosphere, and others that are concerned they're going to limit their ability to carry their handguns in there as part of their employment. So I tried to outline for her how this should be done. And really, at a minimum, let's just agree the general public with large bags should be screened both with metal detectors. And bags can be searched manually or can be searched electronically. There's tremendous advances in metal detection. We've been using metal detection at our courthouses in Ramsey County for over 20 years. We helped install them at the state fair. Disney World passes hundreds of thousands of people. So there really isn't much inconvenience. What it leaves is leaves the public with a feeling that they're safer once they're inside that security perimeter. And it would probably take four different locations, the Capitol, the Senate building, the House of Representatives building, and then, of course, the tunnel that leads in from the southeast quadrant. But it's not really a complicated mission. It really is just, can the legislature come to a decision on what they want? And now is the time. Let's just face it. Political violence in this country is more polarized than it's ever been in decades. And there's certain actors that are willing to commit political violence and threats and intimidation. And we have to face the reality that our job is to protect the people inside that building.
Ballpark costs on this? Do you have any idea?
I don't, but, you know, we have installed in our courthouses. It's all manageable in today's world. You know, and you don't have to check all the employees. We don't require our employees to go through metal detection. Even the employees at the courthouse that work for the judges. So you have a two-tiered system there.
On the morning of these assassinations, when were you first alerted to what was going on?
I got a phone call at 6:45 in the morning, 6:45, and that's several hours after the shootings. And then that phone call, I didn't have any information except that there were some shootings. I called the superintendent of the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension shortly after 7 and received what he believed to be a verbal list of the legislators that might reside in Ramsey County. He was looking at the hit list that had been created. And then at 7:57, an hour later, I got an email from the Sergeant-at-Arms, Lori Hodep, outlining who she believed were the legislators in our patrol district.
Okay.
Both lists were not completely accurate. I had legislators start calling me. The first one was just weeping in tears because she was just informed at 6:50 that what had happened and in the morning. And another legislator called me shortly thereafter after 7 o'clock. She had just been informed. So clearly there was a lack of communication to the legislators themselves. And that was the purpose of my letter. And you probably saw the second letter.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Let's just agree that communication could have been better. And how do we fix it for the future? And my letter really asked the question, who is responsible? Whose job is it to notify the legislators?
So who do you think it is? Who should be the we have, and let's hope this doesn't happen. But
right.
You're right. We are in tumultuous times with comments that are insensitive and a violent nature from people in power that is staggering, it's frightening, it's insulting. And we have a lot of troubled people. We have a lot of people with mental stability issues. We have a lot of angry people. So if God forbid something happens, who should be coordinating all this?
Right. Well, I think the persons that have the most accurate information in terms of phone contacts is the Sergeant-at-Arms. The Sergeant-at-Arms are responsible for security at the Capitol, and they have the most accurate information. And also then the captain in charge of Capitol security, Captain Eric Roski, is probably in a secondary position to have the best information. However, having said that, traditionally they viewed their role as security while the legislators are in the Capitol complex. And so this is new turf in terms of who's responsible when they're not at the Capitol. But the real question is who's responsible for letting them know that they are a target. So there are other options. In my letter, you can say the Minnesota Fusion Center is an intelligence operation that runs around the clock that could handle that as well. And all I'm asking really from this letter I sent is let's have the Commissioner of Public Safety convene a group to decide how this is going to be done. And, Chad, here's the thing. There is technology today that allows you to do this very quickly. Every legislator could be put on an app that causes their phone to make a buzzing noise, just like an Amber Alert.
Absolutely.
And in law enforcement, the sheriffs are asking the same thing. Just put an app together for the sheriffs and chiefs in Minnesota, and if there's a statewide issue such as this, send us the text with a vocal alarm, just like a tornado warning. All this technology exists, and unfortunately, it hasn't been implemented. And my challenge to everyone is, let's get about implementing it.
What is in your county? Again, this is Ramsey County Sheriff Bob Fletcher joining us, Chad Hartman here on CCO. In Ramsey County, regarding law enforcement, what is working right now that makes you most pleased, and what isn't working? What is giving you the greatest pause every day, not only when you're at work, but when you go home, about what could happen?
Yeah, well, crime stat-wise, a lot of good things are working. The crime in Ramsey County is significantly down from the last 2 years. And so we're going to pull together those six-month stats here very soon. But a lot of our carjacking and auto theft efforts have suppressed it. I mean, I'm sad to say this, but you're 20 times more likely to get carjacked in Minneapolis than you are in St. Paul. And part of that is because they don't have enough resources really to be proactive on a daily basis. And we are positioned better on our side of the river to be proactive. The non-fatal shooting units at both St. Paul and Ramsey County have developed. That was really an initiative of John Choi's. So we investigate non-fatal shootings with the same vigor that we do homicides. And that has caused a significant reduction in the number of shooting and gun cases. So we're making progress. I would say we're always alert to new emerging gang problems. And then typically in new immigrant communities, we see that. I worked closely with the Hmong community, Cambodian and Laotian in the past. Now we have a Karen community that we're seeing these young kids are getting into gangs. It's troublesome for us. We also have Somali gangs that are forming from that immigrant community. So our job is to stay ahead of those trends, try to do outreach, and try to reach into those families and curtail them. So our prevention efforts working in those areas have been very successful as well.
Last thing, all signs point to Tim Walz running again to be a third-term governor. You pay attention to politics. You occasionally give us a nugget about politics. Who do you think, if this person ran, could beat Tim Walz, and would you ever consider yourself in that race?
I love what I do. I have no intentions of changing. I have the public loves what we do here at the sheriff's office. As soon as you run for governor, 50% of the people hate you. So, but let me say this about that. I don't comment on politics. I'm not going to say whether he should or shouldn't. But I will tell you this. I've been in and out of office since 1982. Governor Walz cannot afford to run for governor again if he wants to run for president. And he's in a catch-22. He cannot afford to lose a governor's race if he wants to be a legitimate candidate for president.
But let me say this. If he wins, isn't that his calling card to say, I'm the rarity. I won in a state that's, you know, it's maybe not as blue as people think, and I'm now governor, versus if he doesn't run and he's just a former governor. If you're just a former governor, you don't really have as much sway, especially when he's going to start the race behind a number of other people.
We're getting too deep into the conversation. Over a beer, I'd be glad to discuss this. But the risk of losing isn't worth the positive you gain by winning.
Bob, I always appreciate it. Stay safe. Keep Ramsey County safe, and we'll talk again.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate
Ramsey County Sheriff Bob Fletcher. Turns out we have a lot of terrible drivers on the road. A lot of terrible drivers. Not us. Not on this show.
No.
No, not on this show. We're tremendous. What's wrong with you people? The data when we come back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue. Right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This is Wheelhouse for talk radio purposes, so we'll jump on board. Axios Twin Cities, pick it up anywhere you want from the. It's Allstate, so Axios is a vehicle, but Allstate has it. Drivers' claims filed with Allstate in the 200 most populous U.S. cities, January to the end of. So January 22 to the end of December 23. Average years between vehicle collisions per driver. U.S. average, 10.6. Dave, your first gut instinct of that is what?
It seems reasonable.
That's not bad, right?
No, 10.6 years between an accident. I mean, I'm better, but
yeah,
not everyone is as good as you and I.
Well, I had one just utter act of stupidity, which I'll share again. But since then, I mean, I've become just a tremendous driver.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate
very good.
That.
I had
In fact,
one.
I would like to go around the cabinet right now, just like they were kissing up to dear yes. leader today about
thank
my driving
skills.
Thank
you for your skills. Leadership.
Yeah, thank
we
you.
We appreciate
thank
that.
You very much, Dave.
Aside from an accident 2 months ago that I was not at fault for.
Oh, excuse me. That counts as
wait. It does.
Vehicle collision. So
it's not
words,
like I hit somebody.
Not,
I was so, hit. So that doesn't.
You're not up to me.
It doesn't okay. reflect on my driving acumen. Previous accident was probably when I was 22.
No, we're counting this last one. A couple months ago.
I'm just saying it was about 18 years between accidents. Mm. It's pretty good. Also not my fault.
Minneapolis, 7.6 years. St. Paul, 7.4. Shortest gap. Springfield, Mass., 4.6. Worcester, 4.3.
Worcester. Spell it right.
Yeah, exactly. Baltimore, 4.2. D.C., 3.9. And the clear leader, Boston, 3.1. I've said this so many times on the show. Yeah, New York is like driving in Lakeland Shores, Minnesota, compared to Boston. They're all nuts in Boston.
Oh, yeah.
There's organization. There's understanding in New York. In Boston,
they just hit you for spite.
They do, and they yell at you, and they run you over, and they feel happy about it, and then they're going to go to the park. Does this mean we should be checking people more often if they actually can drive? What's your, I mean, 3 years in Boston between vehicle collisions. Well,
they shouldn't have cars.
Seriously.
Cars, you lose cars from Boston.
The city
you're
is
done.
Out.
Yes.
Autonomous vehicles.
Privilege
right
revoked.
Away. we've discussed this before. I want feedback on this because we'll stay with this for a little bit. Next segment. Are we still just good? We're 16 and then, you know, or now kids don't care about a driver's license. They get one at 46, it seems. But it was still just okay. Here's your driver's license at 16. You're now good for the rest of your life because I think that's insane. Insane.
When you put it like that, Chad. Yes, it is
insane. Think about that.
Your skills won't diminish as you age. That never happens with anything.
I had to threaten my father about not seeing his grandchildren.
Took that
to
well.
To finally, him getting a driver. He was a horrifying driver in his day, so I didn't think he was later. When I moved back in 1990 until his passing, how many times do you think I was a passenger in his vehicle from the time I moved back in 1990? What's your ballpark guess? Just ballpark it.
Ballpark 12 times.
Zero. Not a single time. Not once. Never. That's how bad he was. Awful.
Even if it was his car, you'd say, slide over, Pops. I'm behind the wheel.
I wouldn't get in his car. Outside of get something out of his car. I had witnessed it for too long. I was not going to be a part of it.
He's a patient man. We all know that.
Yes, he was.
He'd be good in the zipper merch.
You're a farmer. Like you're driving 30, okay? Or you're farmer. That's what he'd sell the time. You're farmer. Farmer. That was his insult. You're farmer. Or he'd be weaving like two lanes over and like yelling at people. Or he'd be looking at the newspaper. It's like, Jesus.
His byline's in there. You got to make sure they got it right.
Oh, my God. No, we should be checking people. We need to check people. But again, it's the fear of older people. Because older people vote.
You sure do.
Older people get involved, and politicians never want to upset old people. Oh, we won't touch this entitlement, that entitlement. You're fine. Even though they're growing at rates that are not sustainable. But you folks vote and the younger folks don't. Yes or no, should we be checking folks? Are you just good 16 on? Because the answer is no. We shouldn't just say, here are the keys. But when does it start and how do we pull this off? What do you want to say? Phone calls would be great because, and by the way, if you're in Boston right now, You could call Team Shoal, too, and get updated. I mean, just update that car insurance right now, and then maybe update your life insurance, too. They don't do that, but on a separate matter. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue. Right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Okay, so these driving numbers, the distance between collisions spurred the conversation. Should we test more? We're getting a number of texts about older family members, and I was telling you about my situation. How about this one? My mom never took a test, paid 35 cents at the post office, one accident in 70-plus years, and it was the other driver's fault. Was there a point in this country where we didn't test people? We just flipped you the keys at 16 or 18?
That's fine. Go get them. Go get them, Tiger.
Go get them. Yes, to more driving tests. Please start by testing my 89-year-old father-in-law. It's a tough call with older family members. It is not easy. Another text. I drive a couple hundred miles a week, metro areas and outstate. My observation is that the majority of aggressive drivers are younger females with one hand on their phone. I don't know about that one. I think the aggressive drivers cross gender and age.
I think the extremely aggressive, when you see the people doing 90 down the freeway, weaving in and out of traffic.
More often men.
Seems, yeah, certainly more men tending younger.
Yeah, yes.
Whether it's distracted drivers, if that's what we're talking about with women on their phone or men on their phone, I'm with you. That's not, gender doesn't matter. Age doesn't matter.
No, absolutely not. When I see people on their phone and shouldn't be, they could be 70, they could be 20, they could be male, they could be female. What is a system where this could work, Dave? What's realistic? Is it every 10 years until you're 50? Is it we don't even do anything until you're 50? The lines are so long already. How much government apparatus are we going to have to set up? Do we not do it through the government on a second and third test. What is plausible? Because, I mean, it just makes no logical sense that here you go. I took my test May 29th, 1981, on my birthday. And when I drove home, I had about 700 people in my car. I mean, it was so packed. I don't know if we had any restrictions then on how many people could be in the car.
Didn't matter. Just stack them on top of each other.
I mean,
the Hartman clown car.
Looked like one time we land in the bay. We land in Oakland. This is when Isaiah J.R. Jr. Ryder was on the team. And there is a vehicle out on the tarmac already. No clue how the vehicle's out there. There are two buses out there where we're going to get in the Bobo bus. Players are going to get in the other bus. And JR starts shouting at the salty sea captain, my guy, Bill Blair. Coach, those are my buddies. Can I get with him? Salty wanted no part of JR from the moment he met him. Sure. No, I'm not kidding you. It was like a four-door. I swear to God, like 30 people emerged from the car. I just was staring at it and just looking at it. I forget, maybe Hanny was next to me. We're just going, how is that possible? How is that possible? What is the way to start checking folks if they can drive?
I would start here, because when you get the license, you got to take the written test, and then you got to do the behind the wheel. I would start in the written with another written test. 40, 45, 50, something like that. Somewhere in there.
Okay.
Because I'm sure a lot of accidents obviously are caused just by people being bad drivers, not paying attention, not looking. But a share of them have to be people just forgetting the rules of the road, not remembering what a yield sign means, having no idea what to do with a roundabout.
You think it's more lack of knowledge versus just incompetence and not paying attention?
I think it's probably more just physical bad driving. But I think not knowing the rules of the road, forgetting the rules, perhaps, you know, when we took tests, roundabouts weren't around here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not knowing what to do. I think that's probably part of it. So I would start with a written test, you know, like I said, at age 40, at 50, whatever it is, and then maybe 10 years after that, 5 years after that, then you go for the behind the wheel. And maybe it's every 10 years since then. Or after that point.
Among the texters, how about retesting everyone, who gets a distracted driving violation? So I just rear end you, okay, hard. And it wasn't because of distracted driving, and I don't get tested, and somebody looked at their phone or put makeup on or had a hot dog. No ketchup, obviously.
No.
And they get tested versus the more serious accident doesn't?
Yeah, and how do you know in every case which was distracted and which wasn't? Just because a person wasn't on their phone doesn't mean they were distracted or weren't distracted.
My son applied for a driver's permit, but they sent him a license instead.
That's a sweet deal. Good for him.
Lucky day for him. More text. MnDOT barely has enough people to test the 16-year-olds getting their license. Tough to just get an appointment. They would have to dramatically increase the staff, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
They would. But people are getting killed way too often by folks who are just incompetent. And I'm not saying it's all going to be solved by testing and weeding out or reminding, but I think it's worth it. I've made the point. I just don't understand how we can take the test one time and for the next 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years, we just assume everybody's okay,
mm-hmm.
because they're not. Is this what we want at our place of worship? Is this what we want? And is it just allowing the obvious to take place? We'll discuss this when we come back. I'm going to discuss Stretch Lab right now. It was a year or two before the pandemic. Was it 18 or 19? When I was driving by the Stretch Lab in the lovely city of Plymouth, and as I'm standing up, probably sit down too much in this studio, I was reminded I have the lower back issue. I have the tight glutes. I have the tight hamstrings. I enjoy when I get a massage. So what's this stretch lab place? And I go in there and I met people and I found out stretch lab is essential to my physical fitness because they help me out and they stretch me in ways that I really can't do at home. I still try at home. I try different things for sure. But stretch lab with double figures in locations around town. They're everywhere. Just go to stretchlab.com. They'll work with you on a 25-minute massage. They'll work with you on a 50-minute massage. They'll work with you if you have a, let's say, a 12-year-old hockey player who's involved in summer hockey. Or let's say your parents aren't driving anymore from our previous conversation. You bring in your 85-year-old mom. They'll work with her. They will stretch you, her, me, and Dave different because we all have our own challenges. And they are so good. You want to bike a little bit more. You want to walk a little bit more. You want to play a little bit more pickleball, golf, whatever it might be. Stretch Lab can help you out. Find them. Try it out. You'll love it. StretchLab.com. Remind folks, Dave, the bumper music theme of the day.
Now, the theme is not what you were shopping for at Macy's over the weekend.
No.
Although this song is all about sheets, between sheets.
Oh, yeah.
No, the theme is to celebrate the start of Amazon Prime Day. Things you can find great deals on right now at Amazon, including some very high thread count sheets.
Yeah. We're poking fun at the amount of coverage here. The IRS said yesterday that houses of worship can endorse political candidates, finally carving out an exception in the ban of political activity by tax-exempt nonprofits. That's the whole thing. The idea is, well, you want to keep that tax exemption. The IRS made the statement regarding a lawsuit filed by two Texas churches and an association of Christian broadcasters. The folks suing had sued the IRS and had previously asked a federal court in Texas to create an even broader exemption to rule that all nonprofits, religious and secular, were free to endorse candidates to their members. This has been going on forever. So the IRS agreed to a narrower carve-out, one that folks in the nonprofit law say might sharply increase politicking in places of worship, even though the ruling seemed to mainly formalize what it already seemed to be the agency's unspoken policy. Okay, so then let's get to this part, and I want your feedback. Do you want just blatantly at your place of worship for any race, local, city, county, state, federal, any place of worship you go, do you want to be exempt from politics, exempt from saying, Kamala Harris, she should be the president. Donald Trump, he should be the president. Tim Walz, Angie Craig, Tom Emmer, pick your names. Or do you want that to be part of it? It's been going on for a long time anyway, right?
Of course it is. Even if they don't specifically say a candidate.
Yeah.
I would think most people that attend a house of worship regularly have a pretty good idea where the people that run that place feel.
Yeah. That's been known for a while. I think, fair or not, just because Trump has had such success in a head-shaking way with the evangelicals, because nobody's lived a life more evangelical than Donald John Trump,
right?
Because he's had so much success with that, played a huge part in separating himself from the 16 other candidates, and even running again. Huge part of it. Joe Biden goes to church every Sunday. Donald Trump barely, if ever, goes to church. And because he completely changed his position on abortion, all of a sudden, he's our guy. So there were a lot of churches who made that very, very well known. There's a lot of other churches or synagogues or mosques who made it very clear where they stand in other candidates. So I think you know, I think almost of the adults who are going, if it's just the overall church, synagogue, mosque, or that particular church with that particular leader, in most cases what he's saying, it should be more often what she says too. We should have a little greater opportunity for that. You have an idea. Like, if you've been Catholic, right, your whole life, but you like a more modern view, you might be going to a church where it's not all the dogma and principles verbatim in the Bible. Or you might be the opposite. You want to go to the most strict adherence. It's this. Same thing with Islam or Judaism. I just think, as much as we already know, I mean, if you're going there for a half hour, hour, 2 hours, and it's already available to you, every platform known to mankind talking politics, isn't there a party who wants to say, can we just talk about character and principles and family and friendship and respect and kindness and empathy and how we've come together based on this religion? And it doesn't have to be who we voting for, and or we're going to tell you who we're voting for in the primary. And if you're here, you better be with us. I think we're headed for more of that. I just don't think it's a good sign.
I think a lot of the people don't want it. I think probably those that are, the pastors, the whoever else is, anyone who's speaking to the crowd, speaking to the faithful, probably knows they're walking on a little bit of an eggshell if they are getting up there on a Saturday, on a Sunday, whatever day, and saying, this is who you need to vote for. Let me tell you why.
Yep.
Because there's going to be a great number of people that disagree and that aren't going to be happy with the message. So, I mean, it's not something I want to hear. That said, should you lose your tax-exempt status if somebody gets up and says, here's my candidate and I'll tell you why? No.
I want more acceptance. I'm not saying whatever religion is yours, you throw everything away and don't have any bedrock principles or historical beliefs. But I want to see more of a hand reach out to people to bring you in and to say, we're going to find more commonality, whether it's just listening to what I'm saying or we actually have a conversation or your kids are a part of it. And we can come together in more ways. That brings me more to places of faith. It's just, obviously, it's my show. It's our show, right? I get to have this opinion. Others are like, no. There's a reason why people have been teaching this particular faith for an extraordinary amount of time. And just because you've come along and asked for more acceptance, we're not going to blow that up. And I'd like more of that. And I think the more you get, here's who you have to vote for. And if you're not, you really shouldn't be here. That's really not a sign of acceptance.
No, it's not at all.
But again, to reiterate, the idea that you didn't have any idea what was going on before this ruling, then I think you were pretty naive. Susie, we're going to have some comments for the chocolate she gave us. She'll give you the news, CBS, and bottom of next hour, our friend Jamie Ukas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.